then we're thinking we about to make a hit.
Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love, what it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love, what it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow. Calling all kings to the flow.
Welcome, everyone and everyone, to the Crown Kings Podcast. It's your boy, Trail.
I go by that boy, Dodie.
Y'all already know who it is. It's TaylorMade.
Yeah. Hey, came in smooth today. Where's TaylorMade? Last time, it was a long delay. It was like a pause.
Y'all have to let y'all wait for it.
It's TaylorMade. Okay, great. Hey, look at y'all. It's good to see everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in with us once again. Listen, we're coming close to the end of episode, season one, my bad. Season one. It has been a great, great time. We've learned a lot. We've evolved a lot. But we want you guys to continue to ride this train. As in season two, we got some fun things in store for you.
Yes, sir.
A lot of different things, actually. And I kind of...
Don't give it away too soon.
Not today. Okay.
Don't you do it.
They told me that I can't say it today. I'm working on my obedience. That's hard. Okay. Yeah. So, anyway, how y'all doing, man?
Man, I'm doing lovely, man. You know, another day above the ground, so that's...
There we go.
I can't be mad at that at all, you know. Facts. Family doing fine, you know. Facts. Everything's lovely on this side.
It's all good on this end, you know, same thing, 6 feet up, above, you know.
That boy Mark had a birthday since we was out. So we want y'all to help us wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, old ninja.
Yeah. Coming out 2025.
It was good, yeah. You know, went down to... Mexico, had a good old time.
He's over there.
No, I didn't do too much.
Okay.
Let me stop that. I didn't do too much.
Okay.
I did get drunk a little bit, but you know.
Yeah, Mexico.
And it was your birthday, so we'll.
A lot of tequila on the floor.
Well, that's what they have. Yeah. I don't think they give out water.
No. It was all gas, no brakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And them birthdays. You know? Blessed to have another one, though. Man, it seems like it's been a lot. Been a busy month, man. We've been on planes and high mileage on these cars. And, you know, finally we're back in the lab. And today, we kind of doing a free for all.
Free for all.
Well, that's a new word. Put that in your book of memories.
Don't put that.
We'll have to get back with you on the
well, for now it's copyright
definition.
Free for all. Yeah. We just going off the top of the head.
For them.
See what I'm talking? Don't put that in your notebooks.
For today. For today. It is copyright. It's copywritten.
See what I'm talking about?
What is going on today, man? Y'all seen that video?
Y'all seen that video of that dude that thought he was drinking on the purple Gatorade?
He was drinking on purple Gatorade.
Yeah, dude was recording himself. He was like, man, I done took a big old gulp. I done thought, and he was showing his purple Gatorade. Yeah. Turns out my boy, he didn't sip Fabuloso, a big old gulp of Fabuloso. Man.
He probably didn't.
In the video, he was stuttering, and then people in the comments was like, yeah, he already being reset right now. That's what Trav got going on right now. Are you sure there's cranberry you drinking on right now?
I don't don't want to give them too much credit because they ain't paying me yet. Yeah. But, yeah, this is cranberry juice today.
Is it 100%?
For real. 100% vitamin C.
Hey,
what the back of the label say?
One serving.
The computer is restarting right now. He's trying to figure everything out.
But in all reality, as y'all know, you know, I try to keep it 100. I promise y'all, though, it's cranberry juice. Still waiting on the on that affiliate marketing, so I can't tell y'all which brand it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but we out here,
y'all. When y'all, when y'all come up with them coins,
you know, we will put it at the, we'll the bottom ready. Somewhere down here, maybe over there in the corner up there.
So we'll slide the commercials in too. Whatever you want to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking of which, before we get too carried away, won't y'all right now like, share, and subscribe. Since we were talking about the bell and the link and all of that good stuff, this would be a good time for you to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell somebody.
Yeah.
The Crown Kings is on. Right
everywhere.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate. Just get it done. Yeah. You ain't doing nothing. I'm just going to hit it, man.
Absolutely.
You know? Might as well.
Yes. Yeah. If you're riding in your car, you at work. Most of y'all ain't doing the work no way.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna go that far.
On the plane. On your plane. Some of them ain't doing no work.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I'm gonna go there. Yeah, yeah, I know.
They ain't doing
y'all
call them by the name. You know who you are, though.
For those of you who are, congratulations, okay? You win your check on Friday.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
On Friday. Yeah, make sure it's clear. Hey, hallelujah.
You did that. So. Yes.
But please, like, share, subscribe.
You can get it up out of them. Get it how you get it.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know.
Facts. So check it out, fellas. I was interrupted today on, I was on another assignment, and I got bombarded by two people that was talking about, one of the conversations, it revolved around relationships, but the bigger issue was, is there a such thing in this, what is it?
Climate.
Climate.
There you go.
Season of life as a good man and a good woman. And if that is the case, why is it so many good women and good men still single. Alone? I was like, man, I'm not in that category anymore, but as I have been observing what's been going on in our world, it is a pretty interesting question. And so I wanted to bring it to the Canes and see if we can help somebody, help somebody, to help somebody.
Wait, which side are we going at?
At this rate, man, I don't think it really matters because both of them is living without.
Yeah.
And the perception is, or what they're saying, is that there is no such thing as a good man. And the men are saying there is no such thing as a good woman.
Break down good real quick.
Yeah. For the men, or the women are saying about the men, that men want women who coddle them, who are their mom, who's going to be doing wifely things, but they don't want to wife them.
So those are not men.
I'm with you, but let me tell you, he asked me now, let me tell you what they were saying.
Okay.
And on the, from a man's perspective, they were saying that a lot of these women are gold diggers. Ooh, that was tough for me to say, but that's what they are. That's what they say they are. I don't know them. I ain't seen them, but that's what they say they are. They want somebody who makes X amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And they want them to take care of their entire lifestyle, including some of them, their kids from previous relationships.
Ooh.
And
that's what we're doing.
It's not fair to a person who's coming in, especially on a dating level, and moving forward. So basically what they're saying is we shouldn't have that level of commitment if we're not at that level yet. If I've dated you and I fell in love with you and that has been a conversation, then therefore maybe then when I marry you it's a package deal, so on and so forth. But this is what they're saying. This is what was brought to my attention, and that's just one of many. But that one, because it came from two sides, makes me concerned. One, because I have seen a plethora of beautiful women, educated women, talented women that are really about their business, doing what they want to do, but their concern is that there are no good men.
No.
And for the flip side, it's the same concept. I see brothers that work their behind off from sun up to sundown. They have their own house. Some of them have one multiple houses. They have their own car. They got good credit, whatever the case may be. And yet and still, they cannot find a good one.
Okay.
Why? So
where we gonna start on this?
I mean, you can start wherever, cause like I said, we free for all today. I said it right today. Free for all. But I am gonna copyright that other part. Now
don't use let's that, go. Bro. Let that let's go.
Let's work. Let's all work. Right. It's a concern, man, because like I said, man, it's so many, especially in the climate we're in now, a lot of women being educated. And I'm talking about in every culture. But because of what they've been fed, either through social media, what they have experienced through dating the wrong men, or are they looking for men in the wrong places?
I that mean, part.
What we going? What we got, man?
I mean, it's everything that you said. As far as I think social media has ruined what good and bad is. I mean, if you take a look, I remember Cardi B was saying the song, I don't cook, I don't clean, but yet her husband at the time, you know, they going through the little thing. The husband at the time recorded her cooking and cleaning.
Yeah.
And I think people took that song
to heart. Like
women took that song to heart is like saying, I don't have to do any of that and still get the man. If we look at today's data, now I'm on it.
Let it pass me by.
Hey. He's still in Mexico.
I am. I'm still looking. But yeah, if we look at today's data, most men don't even make six figures.
Yeah.
That's a handful of men that make six figures.
Yeah.
But yet you won't. All men to be like, I mean, you gotta be, you gotta look at the whole field. The man can make $80,000 a year and take care of his home, you know, get what he need to get, but yet he's not good enough because he don't make six figures.
Right.
He ain't got Gucci flip flops. Right. He ain't driving a Mercedes Benz.
Facts.
My man got a business that's doing.
Yep.
Numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. And what he does have is paid for.
You know what I mean?
That is the key.
There's so many. I see these videos on Instagram all day long. A guy would ask, would you date a plumber or an entrepreneur who ain't got nothing to his name? Mm. The plumber got his own business, make $1.5 million a year, but he only, you know, he ain't got no Mercedes Benz. He got a truck.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, well, I'll date the entrepreneur who got the Benz and, you know, squeezing two dimes together, trying to hold on to that life.
Looking out the window every day for the repo man.
What are we looking at? Are we looking for glitz and glams, or you know, are we looking for
real?
You know, what's real?
Something sustainable, and I think that's kind of. I thought that's kind of where we are now because we see one thing. And in reality, it's something totally different. Kind of like this, the conversation we were having about us going to California. You know, what you see on the movies and on the TV screens is not always what it seems.
Facts.
You know California what I mean? Ain't it.
The Hollywood glam.
If it's smoke and mirrors or green screen, whatever, but it's not exactly what you see. You see something that resembles, but it didn't look like that on the TV. You know, and I think that's the same thing. We're so invested in, you know,
well, that's good.
The social media part of life that the reality is non-existent. And I think I heard some chick, I don't know her name, I'm not going to quote her, put her out there, but she said, if a man makes $50,000, he shouldn't date.
I think I heard this too. Yeah. I think I've seen this.
I ain't heard it, but that's crazy.
So, that is crazy.
I make $50,000.
So he should be alone because he ain't.
But I should be alone. Yet.
What do you make?
Exactly. 19,000.
Please tell me, what do you make? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you have anything in your name that you own? But yeah, $50,000 is below the threshold for dating. And I think that's the part that is just ridiculous to me. Like, back in my day, you know. Like,
man. You old.
I mean, God, John.
Lost my whole train of thought. My bad on that one.
It was good, too. I don't know what that's saying. Bad. But you would just think, I mean, obviously, when I got married, social media wasn't there. You know what I mean? Like it is now, for sure. We didn't even have MySpace at that time. You know, to think that things that people see online can value or view that as this is the benchmark. Mm. If it's not at this benchmark, then I don't want it. Mm. Yet you barely,
you know, got a pot to piss in and want to throw it out of,
but you're going to reach for the stars.
Yeah.
And you can't even bring the dirt on the ground to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's crazy.
I wonder, one, who, when, where, why would it even be based on that? Because as for me, I'm thinking if you coming in and your first question or your first concern is what I'm making versus where my heart is versus where my mind is.
Dead
versus,
in the water.
You know what I mean? And maybe I don't have it yet. But you as a helpmate, maybe we can make it together.
Yeah.
Because then it's like both hours. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Even
you know
that,
what
I mean? Like a lot of these younger upperclassmen, whatever you want to call them, are not into building.
They want already.
They want you to have a foundation, the wall, the ceiling, the roof. I need this to be done when I come in, and then I can just chill and be on social media.
No lie, I think... Because right now we're talking about the female perspective. Yeah. Let's get that clear.
We're going to flip it.
Yeah. We are going to flip it.
I don't want y'all to think, well, we're going to flip it.
It's not about that. Yeah. But the lifestyle you want, there's only one person that can provide that, and I'm going to say it's a sugar daddy.
I'm going to say Jesus.
Jesus can provide it. But
Jesus going to tell you it's real.
Hey, you're going to have to build to that. I'm going to show you these steps. Yeah. But I think they more or less want the sugar daddy.
Yeah.
Well, see that, and that's what's crazy too, because you'll see, they'll say, and even these, it was brought up today, even when they brought this, when this whole topic came about, you know, it was like, well, I really want someone who can hear me and someone to listen to me and understand me and tell me how beautiful I am, blah blah blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. So you want this, what you would probably get from a man who really is into you.
Yeah.
You, not what you have or what you can give or how big your behind is and everything else and if you got the BBLs or whatever. But if you're not really after the foundation, then you're right. You're looking for somebody who's going to pay a bill, treat you for a night, maybe, you know, see what he can get. You know,
because I guarantee you, if that's the type of guy you're looking for, he can find plenty of them. Well, I'm not gonna say find; he can pay for plenty of them.
Because
that's what he do.
Money is power,
and probably has no plan on stopping.
Yeah, you think you just gonna come into his life and be like, I got what it takes.
I'm gonna drive.
Girl, he been doing this for about 30 years. I'm telling you, the guy that you looking for is 65 plus.
Yeah.
And he been doing this for 30 years because he been sitting on the...
Probably got a ring on every finger.
Yes, like, ring, bracelet.
Yeah. He got one
like
of those.
Like, I just
gold.
Don't get it. And it's crazy because I also seen a video from another... It's another little... It's 8 at the table. It was a chick talking about she went on a first date. And everything she said that she wanted... Got to meet her at the door. Got to open up the car door.
I think I remember this. Yeah.
She said she texted her girls and was like, "Man, this is corny."
because he
brought me flowers, opened the door. She said I had to look at myself and be like, I really didn't want this stuff. I was just going off of what a fairy tale was and what we think we wanted. But do you really want that?
Right. Even that, like to think that that's corny. For a man to be a man.
They didn't ask if chivalry did.
Exactly. But they're the one killing it.
Like, they're killing it. Because you're reinventing the man. So that modern man is basically that. I think too, man, it's so crazy because what does that say about you as a woman? What is your value then?
What is it?
You know what I mean? You're saying what these men say, I'm this and I'm that, and they treat us like this. Well, if that is your baseline and this is what you are aiming for, then yes, you're going to get
that.
Now, what you put in is about what you're going to come out with. And what's crazy is, too, a lot of those women, and it's not everybody, but they go into these situations one way, then they start expecting. And then when the expectation is not what it is, now all you mean is this. You just wanted to get, you got the cookies and but you went in there.
Yeah.
With the mindset is I'm going to get what I can from him and whatever it is. And when the table got flipped.
Yeah,
you didn't get what you wanted out of it. He got what he wanted.
It's more than one. It's terrible.
You know what I mean?
It's terrible.
You know,
it's terrible, man.
I've talked to a lot of guys who've been with some women, been around the table. Let's say that.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how they always led with, "I told her, this is not what I wanted."
Yeah.
And then she still pursued.
She said she was cool with it.
Yeah. She said she was cool with it.
I ain't worried about it. Thinking that they can change the person.
Maybe that's what it is. I can change him.
I can fit him into the mold that I have for him, and not even tell him about it. I'm just gonna do these little subtle things to kind of.
If my man tell you he don't want to be saved.
Yeah,
he don't want to be saved.
That's crazy.
But then can't understand why you're heartbroken.
Yeah,
bro. Well, that's because he told you.
Yeah,
you know.
There's another level to that though, because there are men that are in that category that really are looking for the right woman, but will play in the garden
forever.
And if the woman ain't there, they'll play in the garden until that one lady comes and says, "Now listen, I ain't putting up with that foolishness.
Yeah.
So is this what it's gonna be? Or not? Oh, you know what?" And it'll be that same guy that say, "I'll never change." And all of a sudden,
it always happens.
Hey, cuz my wedding on the 23rd.
Hey, matter of fact, that's some of the guys that I used to conversate with about this. They'd be like, "Dog, I always told them there's gonna be one that's gonna change you."
Yeah.
And they always come back and find me. Hey, man. Yeah. You did say it's going to be one. Yeah. There's always one that's going to settle you down.
And I think even that part, when you think about, you know, that one coming into your life, like, I almost kind of sometimes think that that's, you know, something that's predestined.
I actually thought you was about to say a gift and a curse.
I can say a gift and a curse, but
God bless you, but wait.
In the fact that, you know, because God gives you free will, you can do and do whatever it is you
want
to do.
Whatever you want.
But at some point in time, even he will say, "Okay,
that's enough.
Clarence, that's enough."
This boy said, "Clarence,
I'm gonna send Claritha over here just
and Claritha
and Claritha
just have a cross your pathway. Oh, y'all gonna link up, find y'all have stuff in common. She's gonna make a wholesome man out of you."
Yeah,
you know, but it's in that point of time. You know, now of course, unfortunately, some people don't really get to that point of time for whatever reason. Either they, you know, kind of trick too much, and then you know somebody take them out, or you know what I mean, they miss their destination to find that point. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I feel like that's like it's definitely something predestined to happen. Some people get it earlier than others. You know,
I can tell you exactly what that part is, though. To the latter part of your point. Is that after you have experienced so many, it's hard. It's almost like going to look looking houses. Like when you going to look for your dream home, and the realtor show you 45 homes, this one you like the shower, this one you like the pool, this one you like the view, this one you like this. So all these different pieces you getting from variation of people. Now you meet this one person, and you expecting her to give you everything that you got from 75 folks, and it just ain't going to happen. You're going to be disappointed. It's not going to happen.
That's that work in progress part.
You know, but if there is some real conversation, real dialogue to say, hey, man, yes, I've been through some crap. This is what I enjoyed. This is some things I had no business doing. This is what I'm willing to change. This is who I am today. Will you accept me here, and let's grow from this point?
Yeah.
If that person is not willing to grow, then you're right. It's going to be a waste of time.
Yeah, literally.
But if we are mature enough, which we should be by the time we come together, if you ain't that, then what's your point in dating anyway? Just tell it, whoever you meet, man, this is what I want. And that's it.
Yeah.
Just get straight to the point. I was hoping,
you here for
I was
this?
Hoping tonight that, you know, I wouldn't have to go home alone for a few minutes. You know, whatever kids may be.
You know what I mean?
But it's like, why play the game? Or even play with somebody's emotions if that's not what you own for real. If you're not.
Yeah, and I think that even that part is scary when you think about how people, I'm trying to figure out the right word, like habitually play the field. This is all that I want to do.
Yeah.
I could care less about finding that person to grow with. I could care less about building. I just want to be me. I just want to be. You know what I mean?
Just want to be a hellion.
All my life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then get to your 60s and 70s. Oh, man, I just...
Looking for clarity.
Yeah. I wasted so much time, and I just
wish I had somebody to settle down with.
Exactly. Hey. You know, somebody to help bathe me when I get in the tub. Yeah. Somebody to fix me a good hot meal that I ain't got to put in the microwave. Like
it's crazy.
You met Clarita, you know, let's say he got a body count. You met Clarita at 25.
Yeah.
Now you here at 40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what's amazing, man. I think I heard, I don't know if it was it may have been a minister. It may have just been a group of men talking. It was an elder. I don't want to say he was elderly, but he was older than the other men in the group.
Yeah.
And basically what he was saying was a lot of those cats are chasing. Once they think they're making a commitment, they chase the appetite that they had from the previous situation. And as long as you chasing that drug, then that particular lady cannot satisfy that appetite. And vice versa for the men.
It goes both ways.
Yeah. If a man was doing XYZ for this woman, she comes into you, yes, you're cute, you're good looking, yes, you know, mom and them accepted you, whatever the case may be. But during that season of her life, she was used to that roughneck and whatever.
Yeah.
And she only converted because mom and them told her she needed to. And she still has a hunger or the appetite for this. But she settled for this. And then, you know what I'm saying? Which I think is like you said, I think that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
hit me in my face. Love you.
Yeah. Please keep me. Like,
open the door. I hate you. What is it? I don't get it. That's crazy to me. Like,
that'd be wild. Get punched in her face and just be like, oh, I know he loves me.
Yeah. Yeah.
He don't do that.
What love language is that?
That's not a love language.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Sin.
You know, hey, bro, she stabbed out all my tires and broke my windows.
Yeah.
What love language is that? Let's be real about this, bro.
Burned up all my clothes. I just got
bro, she got a demon in her. Nah, my girl, he got a demon in him.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, come on.
He needs exorcism. That's what he needs.
it's bad.
He need to be prayed over.
It's really bad.
Baptized.
Now, on the flip side, so I have some friends, same concept. I have some female friends that are, some are in the upper quadrant of what they make, but they have intentionally been dating, intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not discussing money, not discussing whatever. It's like, man, I want you to want me for me. When that time come, I will expose XYZ. Obviously, it's hard to say, well, what do you do for a living? Where you work? I'm a mechanical engineer. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So the next question I want to ask, because it was asked to me by one of those female friends, is why men feel intimidated. Now, I know some women may make them feel like that, but for an intentional woman, somebody who is really saying, man, I don't really care what you make. Because once we together, what's mine is yours, and what's yours is mine, and I'm going to help you get to where I am because I'm going to save you a few steps.
Yeah.
So is there, in those things, talking about trying to find a good man, why is it that so many men are intimidated by the status versus trying to work in what they are or be better where they are and possibly with this particular woman broaden what's already there?
Pride and ego.
Pride. I was going to say the same thing.
There's really nothing else to say.
So if you're watching, I can't say your name, but listen, here we go.
Pride and ego.
Pride and ego.
My wife has made more than me. She would say different.
No.
But she has held a single job since we've been together and has made more than me monthly. I've had to work 2 and 3 jobs sometimes. But I knew what I brought to the table.
Yeah, of course.
I could. I mean, if anything break at my house, you ain't got to call. Unless I can fix it myself, you ain't got to call no other guy to come fix it for you. Yeah. I got that. She ain't got to worry about putting no gas in the car. I got that.
Yeah,
she ain't got to worry about washing no car. I got that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I knew what I brought to the table. It was tangible things that, you know, mm-hmm. could help us build.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if we're going down this road of money, save money for us to build wealth with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I knew what I brought to the table.
I
was told this is what you do as a man. You know, growing up, I seen my grandpa fix everything at his house. I ain't that good yet. My man even added a back room to his house, built the whole back room.
Because that's what she wanted.
You know, because that's what his wife wanted. She wanted another room for the kids on the back of the house. Mm-hmm. He built it himself.
Yeah.
So I knew what I brought to the table, and you know, it never dawned on me that, hey, my wife makes more than me. Okay,
yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
What is money? Money is just...
It's still a we again.
You know?
We made that money.
Yeah. We made... Exactly.
She didn't make it.
Because I guarantee you, I'm on that same vacation trip she on.
Exactly. My time is hand, I'm willing this hand. Like that's,
you know what I mean?
Smile.
Like, it boils down to pride and ego. I feel like... And especially in today's day and age that it's put on men so heavily that they have to provide.
Mm-hmm.
There's more than many ways of providing them money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the only one that they recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think that goes back to the maturity side of it.
That goes back to the maturity.
That was my word. Because, but go ahead. Maturity. I like it.
Any young Thundercat.
That's my old cats too now.
Well, old cats too, but definitely... Have that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Get money.
Mm-hmm.
Get money. Like Tony Montana, get the money, you have the power.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. So it's just, you know. So if I
have the money, then I'm not even trying to build. I'm more so competing now.
Mm-hmm.
I care less about getting to know you as a person. You know, in love with you. I'm just trying to, like, it's a competition now. Oh, no, it's about building, brother. Building. You know what I mean?
And would that make it, that makes it complicated in the first place. If I'm in competition with you, then there is no way that I can be close enough to really get to know you.
Yeah.
Because I'm too busy.
Yeah. I guarantee with competition, it builds that, what is it?
Envy?
Envy. There you go. It builds envy.
And resentment.
Resentment. Yeah. I know she got that, but I think I can do it better. Yeah. I think I can go get more than that.
That's your woman.
Yeah. Or get your feeling hurt because she is woman enough to say, babe, you did this. Let me take care of it.
Hey.
Cause I think even that, like, for some people, for a woman to say that to a man, it's kind of like, well, wait a minute.
Hey.
So you going to... I'm a little ass boy now. I'm a boy. I can't take care of this. No one's more way. You got $10 in your account. You got $10. But your pride and your ego is so like, I can do it.
So you would rather swipe and let the waitress say,
hey, dinner.
Sir, you have another card.
Let me wipe it off right quick. had mud on it.
Hey, go try this plastic bag trick real quick.
Don't be putting my business. Come here, come here, come here.
But it's like, man. Okay, so that's what we're going to do now.
And I've seen it, man. I've seen good and bad, right? But I've seen, I think it was a real, not too long ago I watched, and I thought it was very intriguing, at least to me, because the guy was really putting on like, baby, I really wanted to take you here, and I know we had plans there, but I had to pay this bill, the tire went out, whatever, whatever. She's like, oh, baby, you put a tire on my car. Now, she recognizing, okay, you put a tire on there. She's like, oh, yeah, and then I went ahead and paid, you know, the light bill was a little more than what I thought. Oh, baby, you paid the light bill? Yeah, I went ahead and paid the light bill because I don't want you going home in the dark and whatever, whatever. And he was like, so maybe we should postpone the dinner. And the lady, she said, no, baby, I just got paid today. She's like, won't you let me pay for dinner? He's like, no, baby. I can't be letting you pay. Let my lady pay for me. And that. And she was like, well, baby, you've done all these things, and I'm very appreciative, so let me do something just to show you that I appreciate it. Yeah. And to go a step further for him, and this may not be every case, she took the card out of her purse and said, here, when we get to the place, if it make you feel that bad, then you swipe.
That's the part of building. You know what I mean? I got your back, you got mine.
There's the solution.
We ain't going to have each other out here looking crazy.
Exactly.
Because I know you got $10. I just checked your account this morning.
This boy stole that $10.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
be
like,
last $10.
You know, have the maturity to say, I don't have it now. I'm not going to not always not have it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got it, then we got it.
Yeah.
So let's keep the party going. There should be a reason why we have to be in competition over who got what.
That too, though. But the whole concept is that we're dating each other.
Yep.
So if we're dating, even when you get married, now this is a real thing, even when you get married, dating,
you still got to date
each other.
Yeah.
So, and it's a challenge because your life get busy or whatever, but I think it's still important for the man and the woman to understand that, hey, it doesn't matter. Like, to my homie's point, yes, I know for a fact I make six figures. She's the woman. She build helicopters and all this fancy stuff, right? Because she enjoy it.
Yeah.
She put her time in. They pay her for what she knows.
Pay her well.
You know what I mean? That does not mean that because she's attractive and because she makes this much money that you are less than. And I'm telling you that there's a lot of women out there, good women, that are saying, I don't care what your dollar value is. Are you working towards something?
Yeah.
Or have you been on your job a long time? I don't care if you make $80,000, but with what you are doing, are you applying that $80,000 where it needs to be? Are you investing where you can? Are you saving? Do you just have a whole lot of debt? You know what I mean?
Are you paying tithes?
Yeah. Are you tithing? Are you contributing to somebody's charity?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you are making $80,000 and you taking care of your business, all I'm asking is for your companionship. I'm asking you for respect. I'm asking you to love me. I'm asking you to push me. Yes, I'm making six figures, but encourage me to go to seven.
Yeah.
If that's the case,
I know.
Be mad enough to say, listen, baby, shoot, I'm your biggest fan. If you want to make seven figures, let's do it.
If my wife makes seven figures,
you know what I'm saying?
Stay-at-home husband.
Just saying. So what you need me to do, man?
I always joke with my wife about that.
You know?
I'll be like, hey, I guess I'm gonna be a stay-at-home mother. You get them seven figures a year.
I'm telling you, man. I just chill out, man.
I just don't understand.
I'm back yesterday.
That how
I washed the dishes, baby.
What you do today? Now get up off that couch.
I even sweep the floor today too.
Oh, you know? Man, nah.
It's gonna be her personal.
Yeah, you know.
Hey,
where you need to go? Huh?
Where you need to go?
You know you gotta put gas in, but I can drive it. You gotta put the gas in.
Yeah, because that takes a pre, right? No, I do regular. Just don't want to mess your engine up.
It's always a joke. It's hard for me to sit down. I told you, I've always been known as a worker, man. Yeah. Like,
but I think it comes to, it's like you said, to your point, it's a very small percentage of people who make it. Especially you thinking about some of the things that some of these people are asking for. And I'm talking about men and women. It's like
both.
It's like I ain't in the NBA. I done already did 80 hours this week. Yeah. And this is what they paid me. This is what Uncle Sam took. You know, Sally Mae, even though I ain't get my degree till way later, she still asking.
She's still in my pocket.
I done refinanced it 42 times, and she still, I don't know. They got six figures. I stuck with the 80. Deal with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Can't nobody love you like me.
Yeah.
And truth be told, if something pop off, shoot, you know that I got your back.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I got you, man.
And I think that's the part, too, outside of just the ego part, knowing that you're bringing something to the table. That's I ain't just out here freeloading.
And, now that's
and you can visually see that I'm bringing something to the table.
And if it's your passion, I mean, I know people who are, that make six figures as a janitor because that's what they love to do.
Yeah.
I know people who climb on roofs, you know. I get so tall, and that's about good enough for me. But I've seen people downtown swinging on them ropes.
Yeah.
They make good money. And you know, people don't respect them because, like, look at him watching that window.
I want to know.
Man, when, that boy, yeah. Brother Gary.
You know what I'm saying?
When did blue-collar work become so bad?
It's crazy.
It's weird, man.
I don't understand where it came.
You praise the drug dealer, though.
You praise
the one that you got dodged bullets for.
Exactly. You know,
you can't drive
at any given moment, he can go do 30 years.
Yeah.
At the blink of an eye.
And we'll go marry him at the PM. Yeah.
You spend your next 30 years visiting him.
Yeah. I'm going to bring you some.
My man.
Don't worry about it. No. Or you go and be with the dudes you know who got side pieces.
That's him. And then be crying. Or
can't believe he would do this.
Man, I was in college, bro. When I was in college, man, since you said that, this girl, and I was a hothead because I had sisters, right? And I said, man, all y'all, all the little people that's in my circle, you my sister, this my brother. So we had our little clique. And so she was dating this dude, which everybody kind of knew. You know, he was a good athlete, and he had that mindset like, shoot, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah, I'm in.
Dated him anyway. And he messed around one time, called out a name. She popped him. He popped her back. She called crying. I was, I'm on my way. Rip! Here I come. Man, you put your hand on my sister. Whatever happened. 2 weeks later, I'm called to check on her. Man, you good? You straight?
I'm right back with him.
Hey, bro. We at the mall.
Listen.
Who is we?
Listen.
What you mean, we at the mall?
Mender.
Come on.
When he black your eye again, don't call me.
Are you kidding me? Like, I almost called a case. I almost got kicked out of school because of you.
When he black your eye again.
We at the mall. I said, well, who is we?
You
I
feel Jews? Like, right,
man, who is him? Him downstairs. Why?
Yeah, so that's...
What did he do at this stage in your life that you just felt like
somebody
that was acceptable?
And you accepted it.
And but you
still accepted it.
But I'm then talking about.
But then go crying wolf at every time.
Crazy to me, man.
Yeah,
crazy to me. But yeah, so the more to the story is yes, y'all need to get deeper. So if you are dating, man, date intentionally.
Yeah.
Like
intentionally.
Stop just looking at the surface. Yeah, man, she got her real hair. Okay, that's cool.
That hair might get a little shorter when she in thinner, you know, when she get older.
What's wrong with that? Well, she got enough in her head. Facts.
May have alopecia.
You know what I'm saying? Check out
my
history.
That BBL, it does go flat after a couple years. So if you dating, you know.
Ain't no substance there, man. I'm like, what do you love about her? All this liquid in my seat. What do you love about her? You can't tell me nothing. She's intellectual. Her, the way she love her family. Like, tell me something.
Tell me
man.
Something.
You know,
God.
You see the way her lips is? Yeah, I do. But can she talk?
Nope.
You know what I mean? Can you trust her in a meeting?
It's plastic.
Another thing, women gotta stop saying, I am the table.
Oh, Lord. Hell.
That's another thing, ladies. Stop telling these guys out here,
I'm the table.
I am the table.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, we need more. They definitely need more.
No.
Yeah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light.
Well, better yet, if you the table, can you be the legs? Can you be the flow? No, can you be the carpet? Man. Can you be, you know, definitely more than the table.
No,
what do you bring to them?
Bottom line is, man, we need them and they need us.
That's but it.
You got to do it in a way that we makes sense, man. It, it's 100-100. We talked about this on another episode. That 50-50, all that, we done had 1,000 debates about what's 50-50. I need your everything on every day. Because you never know. Come in with 100. If you deflate to 80, then I need to go to 120.
But
at the end of the day, we got to know. We have to have that conversation. We have to talk about it. We have to be real. Stop allowing 15 years go by, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is who you are.
I've been him forever.
You know what I'm saying? You told me you was going to be a... what? After 15 years, you ain't figured that out yet? You know what I'm saying?
Lay that bed, I got a GED. Yeah. Yeah. Be an engineer.
But girl, he can dance.
I did tell you. Oh man!
You should have seen him at the club last week.
Oh God!
How did he get in the club? They let him in free now.
Oh man, had that you know G wagon back in the day, and now he's driving. You can't maintain it.
It's crazy. It's crazy, and I ain't saying nothing wrong with having nice stuff. But if you talking about, we talking about on a relationship status. If you talking about there's a good. And where they are, I'm telling you that they do exist. They looking for y'all, and y'all looking for them, and ain't nobody having the right conversations. And maybe the fact that you're going in the wrong places, maybe some of y'all, you know, stop trusting some of your friends to hook you up, because you got to realize the type of people they dating.
That's another part, too.
Friend ain't your friend.
Yeah, that's they only hooking you up because they don't want to go by themselves. Yeah. No one of them is a mud duck.
And they don't want to get beat on by themselves. So let me introduce you to him.
Yeah.
I know he's a fighter, too. Yeah. So y'all be the hell, too.
Y'all both have black eyes.
Y'all both got matching black eyes.
Oh, man. But I ain't with that. That is a real thing, because I was watching, it was some little podcast, and they were talking, you know how they do they read off the little people sending in their stories.
Yeah.
And it was a guy who, his friends made him second guess that his wife was not a good wife, was only there for the money. I mean, because he had a good paying job, and he ended up losing his job. Stepped in, took care of the bills, did everything.
No.
But he let his homeboys made him think that, you know, she was out, you know, just tricking, because she was, you know, she was, according to them, wearing the pants now, because she was taking care of the household. They end up getting divorced.
Pride and ego.
Crazy.
2 years later, he found out from the girl that all his homeboys that was, you know, feeding them these lies.
Trying to get with them.
Trying to hit.
Yep. That sound about right.
I want to say, even in that story, I want to say one of the boys, too, was his uncle. One of the guys that I want to say it was one his uncle and his boys. It was something crazy. But I know it was mainly his boys that was feeding lies to him. And then turned out they was just trying to hit.
Yeah.
What about your friends?
What about your friends? So watch out the people you hang with, ladies and fellas.
Now, FYI, because I know some of y'all, I know people. They talking about black eyes. None of us condone domestic violence.
Absolutely not.
In no way, shape, form, or fashion from a man or a woman. So let's just get that.
We joking about it right now, but we don't condone.
We talking
put
about
your hands on him. don't put his hands on you.
We just use that as a scenario. So please.
Put your hands in your pockets.
You know. Talk.
You get that mad, take a walk.
They'll forget all about the conversation we had about maturity and go straight to talking about hitting people. Yeah. Just get
not
him.
At all.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came back to that, because we joke so much about it that we always got to come
now,
back to
y'all, because some of y'all women been knocking folks out too now. Yeah. So it ain't always men. I done seen y'all swing on some folks, jump out the Uber, pop, you know, wait a minute. I don't know why. Oh, y'all owe us some money. I don't know why they on us heavy today. Oh, I do know why. It was, yes, I do. I know why. I know why. Yeah. But so it's a lot of things, man. Man, next season gonna be so crazy.
We can continue this one on the next episode. This is a good topic right here because it goes deep on both sides.
It's a lot, and I feel. And I'm thankful. Don't get me wrong, because I'm married. I'm blessed. I get it. I see so many people, man, on both sides. Good people, man. Genuine people that really go hard in the paint. I've seen them demonstrate love and get just demolished by the wrong people because people are out here playing games and. It's scary because there's a lot of people that get hurt.
Hurt people.
And there's a lot of people that don't come back from that. And just as sure as you fall asleep, it's crazy, man. The devil will take stuff like this and run rampant with it. Man. So we gotta be mindful. Not only I try not to preach to y'all when I come on here, but it's a spiritual thing too.
Preach up.
That God put us on this earth. He made man and he made woman.
That's the crazy thing. I don't care if you say he made man first, but he made two people to be together. We are supposed to help each other out, not be against each other.
Yes.
We are literally in the beginning. He made two of us.
Yeah, this is
both of them.
You know what I mean?
If we ever have a competition, it should be a healthy competition that's going to benefit both of us.
I
want to see if you can get to 80 first.
Huh? Who going to make it there first, baby? You know what I mean?
You got lunch, by the way. You have lunch. You're going to need lunch, because it's going to be a long day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do 60 hours this week. I don't want us to ever think that the whole foundation and everything has. Yes, you need money. Yes, money is a currency that goes around in every country. Obviously, the United States has been blessed to be at a different stature than other people. But at the end of the day, the people that I've seen survive 50, 60, 70 years, whatever, not only did they communicate well, they say, well, yes, a lot of the men would just pass over the check. Yes, a lot of women would do the same thing. You find out who is best at what, and that's how we're in football season right now. So I think about that, and I'm going to try to be quiet. Like Mark said, this is one of them topics. But as a team, everybody has a role.
Everybody has a position.
Yep. And if you fall short at your position because I'm on your team, yes, I'm disappointed that you missed the play, but I have to encourage you. Okay, but it's the first quarter. We got three quarters left.
Yep.
So don't do that no more.
But in a marriage, you got eternity.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
We fighting the good fight, man. Yes, you made a mistake. I love you. Come here. Let's talk about it. What? How did it make you feel? Which way did we turn that got us here? Yeah. Okay, now we know. When you see that road again, don't go down there. You're going to get a flat tire. You're going to shake something loose.
You're going to run out of gas.
It's going to happen. And ain't no gas station down there at all.
Yeah.
And women, y'all, listen. This is a public service announcement. For all husbands, I'm saying it so y'all can be mad at me. Man, I don't care if you got to pee bad. If it ain't a 911 call for you to get to the house, man, stop. Put $10-$15 in the tank. It's okay. Yep. They got sanitizer. They got gloves at the tank. They got paper towel at the tank. There ain't no reason for you to come home on 0.5 miles to go. Because now Jesus, we can't even get back to the store,
Lord,
to fill you up.
We okay? Praying the whole way, Lord.
Pretty please.
Lord.
Even if you got an electric vehicle, plug it up. Just put the charge on now. You're not gonna break a nail.
That's all we ask.
You ain't gonna break no nail.
Yeah.
Help me.
And man, if you are using your wife's car and you see his logo, go ahead and fill it up. Yeah. That's just the right thing.
Or even more so, go to work.
if you're using your wife's car. Yeah. Hopefully you ain't just riding around town.
Yeah, please tell me you ain't just riding around. You know what I mean? Right, yeah, you ride around the pink G-Wagon. We know that ain't you. We know that don't belong to you, cuz.
Come on, man.
You done pulled up to the sanctuary and told my praise the Lord, Pastor. This is not yours. Okay? Yeah. Come here. Let me talk to you.
You know that Harriet car. Yeah.
She let you borrow that car so you can help yourself.
Clarita. Right? This boy that got Clarita in my head.
Clarita and Clarence.
Clarence. Don't forget Harriet. Harriet, yeah. Harriet got the pink car. She got it from Avon now.
Oh, Mary Kay. Mary Kay. So this episode gonna be continued. But listen,
this is.
So we got what? We got one more.
We got one more river to crown.
And after which, so it, from this day to that day, and we'll put the date out when the time comes. We need to know topics that you've been wanting to have in your living room, in your car, in the classroom, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Send it to us. You can't talk about it at home, at least not at this juncture. Let us bring it up on the podcast. Yeah. Okay. Promise not to judge you. Just want to love on you. Try to help. Have some real dialogue. Converse. I mean, and then too, you have to realize that you may not be the only one going through it. So, please, let us know. Let us know. Questions that come up at your job. Questions that come up at even at your church. You know, sometimes people don't feel comfortable talking about it with other church people, whatever case may be. I know that. Been in church all my life. Sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger.
Yeah,
let us know. If it's somebody...
Anybody.
Man, I'm trying not to get too far. We're going to bring y'all back on the next episode and let y'all know what's coming up in season two. Yeah. But listen.
I mean, if it's somebody y'all want us to bring on here.
Yeah, that too.
Put them down in the comments. Yeah. We love to have
especially
conversations.
Somebody that's going to be live. And somebody that's going to be 100.
Authentic.
We don't always have to agree. And that's the fun part this whole thing, right?
Yeah. That's being humans. We ain't gotta agree.
We ain't gotta agree.
You got your opinion and I got mine.
And it might get hot, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna shake your hand. I'm gonna tell you how much I
respect
I love
you.
And that's it. Okay. Man, this has been fun, y'all. I'm excited. Sorry about the miscon.
Dang,
I'm back.
Here we go.
He apologized. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, that ain't cranberry juice in there.
He ain't fully beer. He ain't rebooted.
Man,
but
sleep,
man. He did rebooting. That's
been a long week. It's been a long couple of months, man. Oh, over there in California, we done in San Antonio.
I apologize for the
tripping. Yeah, got up real early this morning.
God,
a few practice. Been out in the sun, man. I tell you what.
Oh, no.
100 plus degrees down here in Texas. So I don't know where y'all viewing us at, but the reality is, it'll mess with your brain cells like they did on Lean on Me. Kill your brain cells, son. Kill your brain. Jump! You want to jump, don't you? Jump!
You smell crack, don't you?
Jump! So then what we want y'all to do? Jump! Like, share, subscribe. Jump! Like, share, and subscribe.
Right there.
Yeah. It's on there somewhere.
Subscribe is down there.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit the little bell next to it.
Don't forget the bell, because the bell is that lets you know we out here and we ready to go.
Yes.
We see something.
And I have a special request. Each one of y'all, I don't know how many people are hearing right now, but each one of y'all share with at least 50 people. 50.
Dang.
I would even push it to 100. I'm just saying. Everybody on social media, I know y'all on there. Yeah. Y'all Snapchatting, y'all
Big Wiz and
Facebooking. Some of y'all done already signed up with AI. Some of y'all still on that Twitter or whatever that called. Is it still Twitter? What it got renamed?
Is it
that
Twitter?
You know what I'm saying?
Where did Twitter come from?
I didn't want to give them no credit because they ain't paying us.
That's all.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
I'm gonna call them Clarence.
Ain't Clarence. Share with
somebody.
Yeah, we
that's
need y'all to get the word out. If you don't know how to share, get with your teenager.
Yeah.
Your eighth grader.
Yeah.
Your fifth grader.
your kindergartner know how to work it now too.
They not playing games. No. Trust me, they know.
They know.
Looking at all your pictures and they know when you said you were going to work, you was at that Chris Brown concert.
Yeah.
Chris Brown, we need you to watch too and get us. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't mind.
Yeah. Tell somebody. Okay. Anything, don't it, Mark? Marcus.
I'm
tired. Taylor made.
There we go.
Taylor.
Now, I'm good on this. This was a good one.
Yeah. Little Mexico. You ready?
Hey.
Samuel, talk to us, man.
Wow, that's what he said.
Samuel
Purse. Oh, yeah, I know what I want to say.
What you gonna say? What
Limon.
Love you, Mom.
Hey, man. Hey, man, we want to thank y'all again, man. And we, you know, hope and pray that, you know, you guys did receive something today. You know what I mean? Just to kind of, you know, start the conversation, get the sparks going.
Facts.
You know, with these good men and good women out here, just know there is somebody out there for you.
There is still good men out there, ladies.
And it's literally just that, like I said, that cross path endpoint that we, you know, that maybe it's just not your time right yet. And that may be a good thing.
Yeah.
Give you some time to learn yourself. Love yourself.
You. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You know what I mean? Appreciate yourself first.
Stop. Say that again. Okay.
Yeah, know yourself. Love yourself.
I like it.
Appreciate what you bring to the table just the table. Yes. But, you know.
Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Now you want to preach at the end.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got my second win.
You want to preach.
You know, that's fine. Yeah. We got another one.
It was prophesied over too. Yeah. Never mind. We ain't going to get into that one. We ain't going to get into that one.
Here we go.
I don't know what's going on right now. It's not the same podcast now.
Man.
Yeah. Y'all be sure to like.
Turn into a minister's podcast here, friend.
Y'all be sure to like, share, and subscribe.
It's on the way.
Let your mama know we out here.
We out.
You know, and we ain't just on YouTube. I want to explicitly say that.
Come on, run it down.
Yeah, we ain't on YouTube. Let me see. We on Google Podcasts, we on Apple Podcasts, we on Spotify, we on Amazon, we on iHeart, we on Deezer, we on I think that's about it. But
this boy,
we anywhere you can go, like you can have an Android, you can have an iPhone, you can still get us.
Yes,
you know,
and we don't even care which. Well, probably not a 7, but you probably. If you got anything above a 10 on the iPhone, you can watch us. Okay.
Without the update, of course. You gotta get that update. No, that's just a plug in
for podcasts.
Yes. Apple and Android, y'all not as good.
We need
y'all too.
If you're being too lazy, just tell Alexa. Play the Crown King podcast.
There we go.
Crown.
I guarantee it.
Yeah. I guarantee you she knows.
Like Pepsi.
It's a product I stand behind.
Yes.
Give it to them. Okay?
You going
to
see it.
Yeah.
The Canes. You going to see it.
So y'all be good, man.
Yes.
So we going to holler at y'all, and we'll see y'all on the next episode.
Yes. Ride out.
Love you, mama.
Ha-ha.
Hey, Bo B, man.
Calling all kings to the floor.
Calling all kings.
So rise up all my kings. Gotta stand tall and strong.
Unleash your power today and let your voices belong.
Together we'll break the chains.
The chains that try to confine.
I am my brother's keeper.
And it's our time to shine.
Calling all kings to the flow. I'm about my business, you know. Keep it 100. It's my faith in God that keeps me on the go. About my money, my love. What it needs to grow. I'm calling all kings to the flow.
Calling all kings.